living religion. Hazrat Mirza Sahib insisted that a religion which claims to be a living religion produces visible results for those who act upon its teachings and its provisions. A true follower of such a religion should find God and enjoy His favor. Such nearness between God and man should also have some signs. Advocates of different religions, therefore, should desist from attacking one another, from making large claims on their own religion's behalf, and from pointing to the weaknesses of other religions. Instead, they should provide evidence of spiritual life and vitality which they have derived from the practical observance of their religion. They should show what degree of nearness to God they have acquired through their religion. They should present examples of individuals who have practiced their religions and reaped the spiritual benefits which the religions promise. A religion which proves its worth by criteria of this kind should be accepted as living and true. A religion which cannot prove its worth in this way should be rejected as dead and false. It burdens its followers instead of bearing their burdens. It does harm rather than good. Association with it brings disgrace in this world and punishment in the next. This criterion of a living religion could not be questioned. As soon as it was proposed, it fell like lightning on other religions. They began to look about for a method of saving themselves from disgrace. The promised Messiah proclaimed that evidence of life was to be found only in Islam. Other religions were wholly devoid of it. Did anybody wish to question this? If so, he had only to enter into a trial of strength with the promised Messiah. Nobody dared, and there was nothing to wonder at in this. No religion had any life left in it. Loud and vociferous advocacy of one's religion is easy. To put forward evidence of God's love and concern is difficult. Did God love a given religion? Was He interested in it? The current religions could offer no evidence of even fleeting attention by God. How could they offer evidence of His love and interest?